Always pilot.
This is the entrance room. It's a beautiful room.
Yeah, no, lovely.
Look at these marble floors.
Yeah, wow.
You don't get marble floors like this anywhere else.
No, you don't. It's good.
Yeah. And look, you could yell anything, and it's got a beautiful echo. It's got high ceilings, so you could go, Nya-ya! Nya-ya! Do you hear that echo?
Yeah, let me try it. No! No! I'll take it.
Yeah, welcome along to it. Another episode of Can We Add Arnie? So far, 100% success rate. Can any other podcaster claim that?
Absolutely not. Unless they're like a podcast that catches children kidnappers.
Okay.
In which case, I would want them to have 100% success rate.
I'm rooting for every podcast to have 100% success rate, especially that one.
But if the kidnappers also had their own podcast about kidnapping.
Now I'm torn.
Yeah, because you did just do a blanket statement.
Yeah,
that you want all
that's
podcasts.
On me. That's on me. We are going to get to kidnapping. Welcome along to it. Can We Add Arnie? Today, we are talking about the movie National Treasure, of course, starring Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
And we are going to ask the question, can we add Arnie? And I assure you, we will land on a resounding yes, we can, Corey.
Mm, we absolutely can. Let us run through the synopsis, shall we?
Shall we?
National Treasure follows the story of Benjamin Franklin Gates.
Oh, that's right.
So I guess they've kind of done a little bit of a nod.
Wait. Benjamin Franklin Gates.
Yeah.
He's the BFG.
He is the... Oh, my gosh. Someone tell Spielberg.
I'm going to tear this place apart.
Anybody seen James and the Giant Peach?
Oh, wait. That's different.
I'm a giant.
Continue.
Follows the story of Benjamin Franklin Gates, a historian and amateur cryptologist.
That's rude.
Yeah, I thought he was a bit more than amateur.
Yeah, I'd say a bit more than amateur. I mean, he does look like an amateur magician, real talk.
Yes.
All the time.
Hey, you want to see what's up these sleeves?
Oh, I can do a card trick for you. Is this your card?
Check this out. I'm going to pull the bunny out of the hat. Oh, it's dead.
Oh, it's just a hat. I pulled the hat out of the bunny.
Who embarks on a quest to uncover a hidden treasure linked to the founding fathers of the United States.
Wow.
God bless America, hey?
Yeah, I got a lot of that this movie. I was standing for majority of it.
Yeah, with your hand on your chest?
Always do.
Mm-hmm. Along with his team, Gates deciphers a series of clues and historical mysteries, leading them on a thrilling adventure across the country, facing numerous obstacles and adversaries.
Sean Bean.
Including, or is it Sean Bean?
That's a great call.
Or Sean Bourne.
I've never heard it said out loud, so I don't know. It could be Sean Bean, it could be Sean Bourne.
Including rival treasure hunters and law enforcement agencies, Gates must use his wits and historical knowledge to outsmart his foes and reach the treasure before it falls into the wrong hands. As the quest unfolds, Gates discovers the true significance of the treasure and its potential to change history. In the end, he successfully locates the treasure, preserving it for the future generations and solidifying his place in American history as a hero and a guardian of national heritage.
Oh, that's a lovely ending. Now, look, I thought I'd seen this movie before I started watching it. I had not.
Wow. It's got a bit of a cult following, this film, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of people reflect on it positively.
Like, interesting.
When I said to my wife that we were doing this as our next film, she was like, oh, can you wait? I want to watch it with you. It's
really?
Been like years since I've seen it. And she was stoked that we were doing it. And then towards the end of the film, she became less stoked. Because, I mean, the film kind of holds up well. I think the Disney thing, part of it really drives it home that it's not necessarily meant for adults like us.
Oh, is that why? Because it felt like a budget Indiana Jones.
Yes, very much so.
Except for they try to make us learn about America. You sons of bitches.
Goodness, again. Damn it.
Every time.
It also felt like, because it was, made in 2004 or something like that?
Yeah.
Did you notice there were kind of like set similarities and music similarities to Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, a little bit. I also noticed they used Yahoo as the search engine at one point.
And that's
I was
so
like,
wrong.
And I was like, now I feel old because I used Yahoo.
Children listening, if you don't know what Yahoo is.
Yeah, it was the name
Yahoo
of a stripper.
It.
Yahoo it. That was never used as a verb, was it?
I don't know, was it?
I don't
what
know.
What was the...
I remember I had the ad of like, Yahoo! That was a thing.
Was that a thing?
Yeah, because Channel 7 used to run it.
Do they still have a website, Yahoo?
Yeah, they do. Yahoo does like news and stuff.
No.
No, they do.
Yahoo think... Australia.
Absolutely.
They do have a website.
Yeah. I would never lie to you. I would never.
I don't think they're a search engine anymore, though.
Well.
Who could blame them? And Bing.
Oh, Bing is unstoppable.
Mm.
Bing there, done that.
Damn it, I was about to say that. Okay, National Treasure.
Yeah, so looking at the rating of Rotten Tomato, 46% rating from the critics, 76% audience scored. Bit of nostalgia, safe to say. A runtime of 210. That is a bit long, but yep, it certainly felt it. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. I had no opinion.
It was a movie.
It was a movie.
I think that Hollywood and, I mean, feel free to email me, Hollywood, if I'm wrong. You guys have been trying to chase Indiana Jones kind of remakes in some way, shape, or form since the 80s.
Yep.
And you failed.
Bing! Sorry, I just got an email.
From Bing?
No, no, it's actually from Hollywood.
Oh, from Hollywood?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What did they say?
That you're spot on. They said you're spot on. And if you know anyone, let them know. Yeah, well, good.
Know anyone as in?
Like to be the next Indiana Jones.
Okay.
Yeah. They said they're going to try a thing with a Phoebe Waller-Bridge. Make a female kind of lead. Eh, we'll see how that goes. Anyway, thank you, Hollywood. I think they're a bit behind. Anyway.
That's amazing that they did this during a podcast.
Well, you know how Hollywood are. Is this not live? I have a lot to learn. So National Treasure. Look, there's so many roles.
What was the name of the bottom of that email? Was it signed off HW?
Yeah. Yep.
Harvey Wine.
Oh, no. Hollywood.
Oh.
I know. I have him blocked. Woo! All right, anyway, National Treasure. Look, it's not no National Treasure for me, if you know what I'm saying, but it's not a bad movie, and it's not a bad one to add Arnie to, because I do feel like he could help lift it. Look, we'll get to Nicolas Cage eventually. Let's start with the bad guy of this movie, Sean Bean.
Sane Bean.
So we see him near the start, randomly, when Nicolas Cage is, like, trekking through all the snow.
Snowmobiling through, I think, the Arctic Circle, the Antarctic, one or the other. Probably the North American one.
It's weird how Nicolas Cage is so sarcastic in this movie at the start. You know? Like, right at the start, he just looks at him and like, the guy, like, bumps into a dead body. He's like, ah! And he goes, you handled that well. He's like, all right.
Yeah, it's a dead body. What am I going to do?
Yeah, just, like, such a dick about it. Then Sean Bean comes in with a
Yorkshire accent. So he's from Yorkshire.
Oh, is that where William Regal, the pro wrestler, is from?
I think so.
Because they sound exactly the same.
Yeah, it's like that.
You got that, sunshine.
One does not simply go to the Arctic Circle.
Yes, am I ox? Yes, you're right. That's exactly how he sounded. Very quickly, we see him with a blonde mullet. You told me immediately. I
was waiting for him, like, as they're driving along the snowmobiles, to be like him turn to Nicolas Cage and go, "Surf's up, dude, Calabunga. Let's get out there.
Let's get on the snow.
I gotta shred some of those waves, my bro."
It was certainly a choice with that hair. Do you reckon like they did it on the first day?
That's his natural hair, right?
No, it's not.
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh, Sean. Scene. Yeah, wow. Well, anyway, we very quickly realize he's the villain, at no surprise to anyone, when he betrays Nicolas Cage after he gets the pipe and randomly cuts his finger instead of getting ink.
Yeah, what was with that?
That was a cool Arnie moment, but because Arnie, if he had done it, he'd been like, if it bleeds, we can read it. That would have been good. But instead, it was Nicolas Cage going, oh, my finger!
No, what you're doing is wrong.
Yeah. Oh, God!
Why did you cut your finger?
There's so much blood!
Yeah, I know.
I also, random potential in that first scene, for an Arnie cameo, he plays one of the dead bodies, the one that's holding the barrel.
The captain. Who's holding the barrel?
But instead of it being gunpowder, it's protein powder.
The whole ship is just full of protein powder.
It's full of protein powder.
Can you imagine the conversation between Nick Cage and Sean Bean when they discover?
Oh, wow.
Benjamin, I just got a question for you. This powder's white.
Yeah, it's got kind of like an eggy fart smell in it.
It does.
Jeez, that's the most buff dead captain I've ever seen in my life. It's okay. You can bring your torches out. I don't think it's flammable.
Well, what is going on over it? Look at the size of his guns.
He certainly has some guns.
It's amazing that time, though it's ravaged the skin of all the other dead people, this one still has got muscle definition.
It's because he was muscle. It must be so big.
What is in the powder?
You can add it in a shaker, put a bit of water in there, and you shake it up, and that's a mirror replacement.
Well, that is very... Riley, have you got something to say? I just want to know if this is going to make us billions.
Oh,
Benjamin, I just want to know one thing. Why did you bring this guy?
I don't know. Oh, because he's good. He's good at pinpointing things on maps.
Oh, okay.
Even though we treat him like a dumb shit, the whole movie, he's actually pretty smart.
Yeah, you're pretty right.
Yeah.
I'm going to continue to treat him like a pillock.
Oh, I encourage everyone to treat him like shit, especially random women that will just meet him and somehow an in-joke's already created that he's the laughing stock. But it's okay because he's going to end up in a Ferrari. The end.
It's a non-speaking role.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I don't
He
know.
Wouldn't love that.
Yeah, I imagine.
Like, surely we can cut and tape this in one day. Come on. I'm going to lay down. I'm holding the barrel. What are we doing? Come on.
Arnie, it's yes. me, the director of the film, oh John Turtletaw.
You okay, John? What do you got a suggestion for me?
It's a non-speaking role, so we're going to need you to shut up while you're on set.
Oh, but no, because people pay to hear my voice.
We just want you as like a little fun little cameo. You're just a cadaver on the ship floor.
Like a magician.
No, not, no, no.
An abracadabra. Is that what you said?
No, no.
Why is everybody laughing on the set?
It's quite weird that you're a lifeless body.
Okay. A lifeless body.
Yeah, lifeless body.
Firm, stiff.
Yeah.
That's why you came to me.
And yeah, and so this lifeless body that you're playing, it's just a cameo. You don't say anything. Mm. So what happens is Nick Cage over here.
That guy is so puny. What are you going to do, pick me up?
Yeah, so he's going to come over here. Yeah. He's going to look at your body. Yeah. And he's going to say the lines.
Yeah.
And you're going to say nothing. And then Sean Bean.
Is that how you pronounce that?
Sean Bean.
Interesting.
What have you been saying, Ani?
Sen Ben. Yeah.
Well, how does Sean feel about that?
I haven't spoke to him yet.
Well, hold on. Let me just get Sean over here.
Okay, you get Sean Bean.
Sean, come over here, you dumb Yorkshireman. I mean, he's lovely. Hello, mate. What's going on?
How you going, Sean? It's so honored to meet you.
What do you mean? You calling me Sean?
You've been, now you're seeing you, now you don't. A little bit of an Austrian joke there for you.
One does not simply make fun of my name.
Is that from a movie? I don't know what to do.
It's
well.
Never from a movie.
Okay.
It's real life.
Okay.
We're having a real life conversation.
Oh, God. With that accent, that's the one you chose. You know how ridiculous you sound.
I have a speaking role in this film.
Are you related to Mr. Bean? My first question.
John, I just don't get this
guy's
deal.
Because he doesn't talk in the movie. Maybe we could swap roles.
Arnold, I'm done talking to you.
Okay. All right, fine.
Ready for the action? Mm-hmm. He's going to walk in, Nicolas Cage. He's going to look at you.
I don't like this guy.
Okay.
I don't like him.
What do I need to get Nicolas Cage over here now?
Yeah, get him over.
Okay, Nick, come
I got
over
something
here.
I want to say to him.
Okay.
Yep. Hey, Nicolas Cage. Yeah, how are you? I don't like what you're doing. I feel like you're a poor man in Indiana Jones.
Why did you have to insult Indiana Jones?
I think, to be fair, Nicolas Cage is insulting Indiana Jones.
You know Harrison Ford's on set right now.
Oh, really? I can't wait to meet him.
He can hear
That's
you.
So exciting.
In fact, he's walking over right now.
Holy shit.
What's going on here?
Wow, Clint Eastwood, can you get Indiana Jones for me? Such an honor.
2 seconds, let me go get him.
Thank you. Harrison Ford, please. Wow, Clint Eastwood on this set. Who is it here? It's so incredible.
Hello, kid.
Oh, wow, it's a younger Clint Eastwood. How did you do that magic trick?
I'm not Clint Eastwood, I'm Harrison Ford.
Oh, of course you are.
You know?
I liked you in the movie with the aliens.
Star Wars?
Fugitive.
I don't get this guy.
Illegal aliens. It's a little fun joke there.
John, I have a recommendation. You sack Arnie. I be the dead body Harrison Ford.
He does have the hair for it.
Yeah, okay. We in agreeance?
All right, fine, but I'm taking my protein powder. You have to use some kind of form of powder. Good luck explaining that in the script.
Now,
clean up this blood.
I might just be Harrison Ford, but how about gunpowder?
Yeah, I like it. That's genius. Yeah, that's much better than protein powder.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, Ani, you're fired. Get off the set.
Yeah, no, that's fair. All right, I'm going to go next door to make a movie. What is this called? Sixth Day. Okay, I'll do it. All right, I like it. I like it so far. Couple of points to bring up in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
The random lady that's in it.
Diane Kruger?
Yeah.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Sonia Kruger.
Oh, Sonia Kruger.
No, wait, she's Australian. It's Diane Kruger.
Oh, okay. Damn it. Yeah, Diane Kruger. She's like... kind of like someone that's in charge of historical stuff, has an authoritative role, but doesn't really have an authoritative role. The bit that I want to bring up, besides the weird coin flirting that she does back and forth with Nick Cage, the bit where, like, Sean Bean, like, you know, they got the shooting all happening and Nick Cage trying to escape and he's like, oh, they're brothers. He's like trying to get out of there. And they get her and they're trying to take it from her. The, what's it called again?
Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, that. So they're trying to kidnap her. And like she's like not letting up. And they go, just take her. To which I looked at my wife while this happened. I went, when is kidnapping the more convenient option versus taking the map from her?
Are you saying they should have just put a bullet in her head to take the map from her?
They were shooting at them anyway. Weren't they prepared to do that?
That's so true.
It was weird how they just went, oh, well, you know, taking a woman's way easier.
But you don't know how the devious mind of a criminal organization could work.
No, I kind of do, because there's one point where the bad guy did the classic trope where he's like, you know, if they do something bad, shoot them. And I'm like, why do they always have to explain that to the guys? Like, they know. Like, it's such a weird thing.
Maybe they don't run a tight ship.
You think Sean Bean's running a loose ship?
Maybe they had new employees on the job that day.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's in the crew. Maybe. Easy job.
Oh, you reckon they hire him as like the proper muscle?
Well, because you always need a new member to any kind of crew whenever you're trying to break into and do a heist. You need one person they don't really know and no one's too sure of.
Yeah.
They're rolling up and it's literally like, you know, like, okay, cool. This is our Tag. He's been with us forever. He's the best safe man, knows what he's doing. Of course, this is Sonya. She's so cool. She can do splits and flips around, knows all the laser technique. And this is a new guy, by the way, Arnie. Hey, how are you? Yeah, it's such an honor to be part of the team. I'm really looking forward to working with you guys. So
okay,
thank you.
Well,
yeah. What are we doing, by the way?
What kind of skills have you got?
Oh, just look at me.
With guns.
With guns.
Yeah, with guns.
I've got two guns right here. Pow, pow, look at these.
Okay, well, that's...
Yeah, look at the big muscles.
Those are pretty big muscles.
Thank you.
I do appreciate that.
They're big.
Now, one doesn't simply just walk into a job. They've obviously worked for other supervillains.
Yeah,
so who have you worked for?
Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that...
Yeah, that was me.
That was you.
But technically, I did work for me.
So you're self-employed?
Self-employed.
Okay.
You should like the entrepreneurial spirit.
I do.
That was a hard word to say.
As an entrepreneur myself,
yep.
I do appreciate that.
Thank you.
So if you work for anybody else...
I also managed a team of ragtag traders with Sylvester Stallone. Yeah, those people were expendable to me. Yeah, yeah.
It's good to see you got that expendable mindset, because there's going to be people that you make friends with in this team here.
Yeah.
Might be Sonya who does the splits.
No, I've already eyed her. She's dead. I don't trust her.
You don't trust Sonya?
Not yet.
Well, why not?
She hasn't saved my life.
So in order you to build trust up with your team, you need them to save your life.
It's a classic action movie trope. Do you want me to save your life?
When the time comes.
I could save it now.
What do you, how?
You allergic to anything?
Peanuts.
There you go, I won't eat peanuts. You're welcome. Anyone else need anything over here?
Oh yeah, hi, it's me, Tag, the other guy.
Hey, Tag.
Okay.
You don't happen to be allergic to peanuts, do you?
No, but I do have a pollen allergy.
Oh, well, guess what? Good news. No pollen in here. You're welcome. I saved your life. We're now best friends. Yeah.
I don't think this is going to work out.
That's fair. It's not bad. There's so many other moments in this movie that are so forgettable. Yeah, is there any other role you could see him play besides Nick Cage, which I seem like is the given?
There is the FBI agent
Lead,
I believe. He's like a special agent who's in pursuit of the stolen Declaration of Independence.
He's the wolf in Pulp Fiction.
Yes, he is. Is it Harvey Keitel?
Yes.
Or Harvey Keitel? I always thought it was Keitel.
I thought it was Keitel. I don't know.
I know that people will probably message us if I get it wrong.
No, they won't, because after the Sean Bean thing, they're not going to give a shit. They're like, oh, whatever, man. They're being sarcastic. We're not. Yeah, I can see Arnie in that role. Okay, hit me with that.
Yeah, so Harvey Keitel throughout the whole film, he is like the FBI agent in pursuit of both Nicolas Cage and his crew, looking for the Declaration of Independence, as well as Sean Bean and his crew as well. So it's weird. It kind of blurs the lines, I guess, of who's the good guy really is. Like,
keeps you guessing.
It really does.
It really does.
And so what if we kind of shoehorned Arnie into the role of Agent Peter Sadusky?
I like that a lot.
Mm.
I like the idea of them sitting down when he's arrested Nicolas Cage and he starts talking to him about his options, you know?
Yeah, okay. It's me. I'm the agent. I've been following you. I've got you.
Yeah, you've got me, I guess. I suppose you want to know what I was going to do with the thing that I keep forgetting the name of.
Oh, you mean the Declaration?
Got it. What a classic setup.
Why do we keep forgetting what it's called? We are so not American.
Are you talking about the Declaration of Independence? Is that what you're talking about?
That's the one. Bingo. Dude.
This might seem... it's so hard for me to not turn into Nicolas Cage surfing doing this.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult, dude. Hang ten! Yeah, so I bet you're wondering what I was going to do with it. And these glasses I've got. And you're wondering if I'm going to ever play a vampire. And I do. I'm Nicolas Cage!
Enough!
Oh, wow. Hot-headed.
I'm done with this stupid ass stuff. We need to have a serious talk about the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah,
I don't care,
sure,
if you're going to catch some gnarly pounders out on the ocean.
Well,
I don't care
you.
If you've got beautiful long hair, which you don't.
I don't.
I don't care.
I changed my voice a little bit.
What I want to know is what you're planning on doing.
Yeah. Well, I told you someone was going to steal it. And then I said, no, I'll steal it.
Where's the Declaration of Independence? Do you have it on you?
No.
Okay. This is going to make things a lot more difficult.
Okay.
Okay, so now, because you don't have it, but you did steal it, and we know you stole it.
I'm pretty proud of the oven.
What about prison? Prison's an option.
Okay. I'm writing it down. I'm
a pretty surfer like you.
Yeah.
Going to prison.
Oh, they have surf school there? Will the movie Surf's Up be there? With the penguins?
No, there's no penguins. There's no surf. There's no movies in prison.
Okay.
It's a bad place. You go there when you steal things, when you do bad things.
Okay.
You're a bad man.
Okay.
Bad mad man. Very bad man.
Okay, so that's number one.
Number one's prison. Number two.
Number two, yeah.
Number two is you join us. You team up with the FBI.
Oh, yeah.
I know you don't like being a narc, but we're going to need you to be a narc and help us track down this man, this entrepreneur who took the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, you're bingo. He did. Wait, so you
are we playing bingo? Was that a do we
no, I'm
bingo?
Always playing bingo. Always. The bit for me right now, the one I needed was a terrible FBI agent offering me a terrible deal, and I hear it's on my chart. Bingo! Got him. What do I win? Immunity, I hope. Good one, guys. Oh, well, maybe next time.
You got a big mouth on you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You got a really big mouth.
Yeah.
And it's not doing you any favors right now.
Yeah.
You see this? We'll bring her in right now. This is that pretty girl. The pretty girl you've been walking around with. Pretty girl, Dr. Abigail Chase.
Oh, God.
Bring her in.
God, we have such a complicated relationship that by the end of the movie, you're probably going to fall in love with me.
No.
Oh.
Because I'm going to fall in love with her. She is from Europe. I'm from Europe. Together.
What?
Yeah. So, I'm going to strike you a deal right now. You work for FBI.
Okay.
And we'll give you Dr. Abigail Chase. And I don't take her from you.
Okay, that's a pretty good deal. So what? So, let me just check my options again, because I did write them down. Number one, prison. Where I'm going to be passed around like a community surfboard. Okay? And number two, become a narc for the FBI, and I get the girl. Is there a third option? Preferably something where I can go home and put my feet up and maybe repair the relationship with my dad.
No, no, there is no third option. Those are two options.
Okay, I guess I'll go with one.
It was a hard sell.
Oh my gosh.
Now there's the moment near the end, where they find the national treasure, which of course is national because it's an array of everything from across the world. National.
Yeah. Why is the film not called International Treasure?
I'm just saying, maybe.
Are we to believe that this is a room of stuff? Look, not to sound too...
Are you about to pull apart this movie?
Am I about to be woke? Yes.
Oh God, here we go.
Is this a collection of treasures from colonial forces?
Probably.
And they've all like, and it's kind of like the situation that we have nowadays where it's like Britain in their museum has like a couple of stuff from Egypt and Egypt's like, yo, Britain.
Yeah, could you not?
Could we have that back?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, I don't think so.
No, we've actually been using it for research purposes. And it's like, would rather the dead body stays where it was buried, guys.
I think that's what's going on.
I think that's what's going on.
Massive room as well of treasure.
Huge room. Weird how, like, after the whole gunpowder situation at the start of the movie, Nicolas Cage's go-to maneuver is to light more shit on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, just light on fire!
Like, why? Why is that the go-to? That would be Arnie in that situation, but because, you know, if it burns, I can burn it. Just can't help myself. It is weird because they very quickly put an estimate on the amount of it. As well, you know, at the end when he's like kind of declaring it all and he goes, yeah, it was probably like $10 billion.
Yeah. So then did they insinuate that they got 1% finder's fee of $10 billion, which I believe is $100
million? $500 million.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah. I did the math because it's funny. Your wife actually mentioned this to you is like with all these kind of movies like the Indiana Jones and everything else in between, there's never a moment where they actually get to reap the rewards. But in this one, they actually did get a bit of payment.
Yeah, I was genuinely, because she said that to me at the start of the movie. She was like, why do these guys never get away with the treasure? Like, Indiana Jones never does.
This belongs in a museum.
Yeah, he has this moral code about putting it in a museum, and then he lives in poverty and has his marriages break down. His kid goes off to war and
dies.
That's
more of a him thing, but I don't think that's so much of the monetary reason, is it? Is it? It's linked? Okay.
It's all linked.
But the scene that we don't see is his wife going, "We can't afford eggs. Why do you keep donating things to national museums?"
I tell you, it belongs in a museum. I'm just sick of your nag, nag, nag. I got a moral code.
Your mindset belongs in a museum, Indy. Your mindset.
You know what? I don't want a divorce.
Yeah, it makes sense now. It makes sense now.
It does.
Yeah.
It
well, really they do pretty well. The young dude gets a Ferrari. Nicolas Cage ends up with a big old house.
Big old mansion with a lot of history involved in it.
Yeah, a lot of history. And randomly, like, I know there's a second movie. I haven't seen it. I'm not going to see it. I hope the house is connected to it somehow.
That would be cool. Imagine, like, did he have to haggle for that house, you reckon?
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Because
like, he says the house comes with a lot of history.
All right, so Arnold Schwarzenegger is selling the house.
He's the real estate agent.
Yep, and Nicolas Cage rocks up. Hey, like, this is such a beautiful house. I'm just wondering if it was for sale by any chance.
Oh, yeah, hello, it's me. I'm a real estate agent.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I'm
very forward.
Okay.
Slightly autistic.
Yeah, no, just a hint. Yeah, no, for sure. Totally. So you're good with numbers. Well, here's a number for you. 0.5 of a 10 billion dollars.
Okay, if I'm doing a quick math in my head, because I'm very smart, because I'm Austrian, and they're known for their smartness.
Yeah.
That's probably $500 million.
I hope I got that math right from earlier, and I didn't mess it up when someone else was talking about it, but yeah.
Yeah, and I might have just gone along with it.
Yeah, just agree.
Yeah, so yeah. Anyway, you got a lot of money, and you're looking for a house, and this is a beautiful mansion.
Well, let's walk through it, shall we?
Well, we go in through the front door.
Okay. And you can-
Look at this.
Well, that needs some WD-40.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got the money. You could probably get it yourself.
Yeah, or throw it in.
I'm not in the business of charity. Do I look like a charity?
No, you just, you know, you
anyway,
don't
so
don't
this is the entrance room. It's a beautiful room.
Yeah, no, lovely.
Look at these marble floors.
Yeah, wow.
You don't get marble floors like this anywhere else.
No, you don't. It's good.
Yeah. And look, you could yell anything, and it's got a beautiful echo. It's got high ceilings, so you could go, yeah, yeah. Do you hear that echo?
Yeah, let me try it.
Yeah, wow, it's so cool how it did that. I'll take it.
Well, I appreciate that you want to take it, but there's got to be more of this house.
No, I don't reckon that's it.
You strike me as the kind of guy who likes secret passages.
I love a secret passage.
Yeah, well, see, if you come through here, we go to the dining room.
Okay.
And see, there's a big cabinet on the wall here.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, so if you pull this candelabra... Look at that. You've got yourself a staircase downstairs to the basement.
Why you say it so ominously?
Because I've never been in the basement. I don't believe in basements.
Sorry, I have to pull you up there. Just to wrap it up, just before I buy the house, I'm signing a check as we speak. You don't believe in basements? Why is that an option as a real estate owner? Why? Why?
I'll tell you why. Growing up in Austria.
The echo. So frustrating. I just want to know. No. Explain yourself.
As a little boy in Austria, my father
was
in a basement-related accident.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What happened? If you don't mind sharing the story. That you started, and why you don't believe in basements. Not why you're afraid of them, I might add, or why you wouldn't want to ever go in them, but you clearly said you don't believe in them. Thus, wondering how you could introduce me to the basement that you don't believe in. The floor is yours. Please explain more. So your father, in Austria, tell me.
So yeah, like I was saying, my father, he fell down a flight of stairs in the basement, broke his neck and died.
Oh, I wish I hadn't heard that story. All right, I'll take it. Who I make this check out to? It doesn't matter, I'll make cash. All right.
Anyway, thanks for your business. I really appreciate it. No, I needed this commission.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, when the check clears... The house is yours, and then you're free to explore it.
Yeah, there's definitely a basement. Not that you would know or believe in it. All right.
I told you that in confidence.
Hooroo. All
right. Well, that was National Treasure, and I hope you could all agree that Corey was my National Treasure today.
Oh my gosh, I just can't. That you have a fantastic Nicolas Cage impression.
Do I, but
it's the surfer dude. It is the surfer dude that gets me, and I just can't hold it together.
Well, if you enjoyed any of the impressions or any of the situations that Arnie is now a part of, please give us a like, follow. I don't know, whatever you got to do to fling some love our way, do it, please. And also tell us what podcast you would like to hear next. What movie should we add Arnie to? Face Off.
Maybe Face. Is that another Nicolas Cage movie?
It is, and I think you would die if we were to do that right now.
I think I'm sick that day.
It's his Face Off.
Hey, mister, you look like you need a house.
You don't want none of this. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.